Okay, guys, welcome back again to the OpLab podcast, and really, really excited today to have Professor Alberto Crane with us today. I'll give a real brief introduction because I really, you know, part of the my goal with our podcast is really to let people share stories because I think everybody has a story, right? And I think that's a lot of times we can find people that we resonate with. I know, you know, having met Professor Alberto Crane and talking to him, you know, when I came out to his place in L.A. or Burbank, you know, he had said a few things there that kind of resonated with me, and I just continued to kind of follow him and you know, his journey. A lot of things he's doing really resonate with me personally, but also I see things that can tie and help other people as well. So just to give you a little background, then I'll let him kind of tell a little bit of his story, because he's got a pretty awesome, you know, history. But if you don't know, he's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, fourth degree, I believe, if I'm correct.
I think fifth degree.
Okay. Sorry.
Like a couple months ago, yeah. Okay.
And is owner of Legacy Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Mixed Martial Arts out in Burbank, California. And it's also, I guess, has it been this year? Well, was it end of last year? Became CEO of TacFit as well.
So, yeah, this the end of last year.
Yeah,
so this year pretty much.
Yeah. So you know, got a lot of history there. Also was a veteran of the UFC, and you know, had a mixed martial arts career as well. And I'll kind of let him go from there. But I want to, you know, if you wouldn't mind just sharing a little bit of your story, and then obviously, you know, with TacFit. So where I think I met you was when I came out for the MMAP course with Scott Sonnen. We did the MMAP, and then we did the TacFit course right after that. And I had been exposed to some of that stuff, I think I mentioned there, years ago. And so, and I actually told Scott there, I was like, man, I wish I would have stuck with this stuff when I first got exposed to it probably 15 years ago. Because I remember he did a blog, I think, when he was working with you, when you were fighting in
the
UFC.
Yeah.
I remember reading that stuff way back then. I just kind of went off and didn't really stick with it. So I don't want people, you know, we all learn from our mistakes, and I think that's what Scott, you know, was great. And he said there, so, you know, sometimes life's the best teacher. But if people can learn from things, I feel like were a mistake for me that I could have done better. You know, that's part of the, you know, the process as well, and we try to share that. So if you don't mind kind of just sharing a little bit of your background and then how you got into TacFit, and then, you know, kind of, you know, where I know I've seen some amazing things in just the last few months. I'm really excited about hearing more of the direction you're trying to take TacFit and a little bit into that as well. And I'm sure there's a lot we could talk about, so we'll kind of just flow with it from there.
Yeah, so I'll just start from my background. You know, when I was, I guess, 18, 19, you know, just out of high school, I found jiu-jitsu, and I went all in you know, read a book called Think and Grow Rich, and I wrote down my goals of what I wanted to do, and I wanted to be the best and all that, and, you know, really follow the principles, you know, in the book. And so that meant, you know, moving down to Brazil, you know, and I had my kind of big brother, you know, good friend, you know, Amol Easton, he's a Hensel Gracie black belt, and he had gone down to Brazil shortly after. So we started, and within like a year, he had gone down to Brazil and trained at the Great Spa Academy. And we came back, we started training in his garage every day. And I was like, okay, he told me about the Think and Grow Rich. And then, you know, I sold all my stuff and just went there, you know, and didn't speak the language, didn't speak a word of Portuguese. And I was a kid, you know, so scary and a little bit crazy, you know, but, you know, I wrote down my goals. And so it kind of helped me kind of stay focused and stay the course, you know. And yeah, I wanted to be the, like I said, like top guy. And so, you know, I followed through and I did everything. And then I moved back, you know, four or five years, you know. But I moved back maybe like after 3 years. And then I would go here and I would go back maybe 3-4 times a year. And then I started fighting after I got my black belt, MMA. You know, I wanted to, I guess, I never thought I would fight mixed martial arts. But King of the Cage came to New Mexico, and, you know, remember King of the Cage back in the day was a big deal.
Yep.
So I was like, I want to get on the card. I want to see how this jiu-jitsu stuff works. And, you know, it was in the early days, so I was really representing jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was really representing jiu-jitsu. And not a lot of, you know, top jiu-jitsu guys at the time were, you know, fighting MMA, you know. But I had an opportunity with King of the Cage, so I wanted to, you know, test myself out. And so I did it, and then I started another career, you know, of fighting. Ended up fighting, and you know, all over the world, and you know, Asia, Europe, you know, Latin America even, and then even UFC, right? A couple of fights. And I always felt like MMA wasn't my thing. Like, I don't know. I like to help people, I guess, you know? I like to help people, like, live their best life. I think there's definitely, of course, potential there, and I think looks like you have multiple sclerosis. I did a bunch of tests, it took about 4 months or so, and yeah, you have MS, multiple sclerosis, and they gave me a stack of drug books to take, and, you know, they treated me like my life's over, and I'm really sorry, you know, and, you know, I didn't know what to think. It was just kind of a shock, you know, and also the way people were treating me, you know, they're nice, the nurses, but like, oh, sorry, like, my life's over. But I asked the doctor, hey, can I still do jiu-jitsu? And he said, yeah. I was like, okay, I'm good, you know. And so that kind of opened up my you know, started the me coming back. Not that I never left. I was always training jiu-jitsu. But really getting back, competing, really. I always had a jiu-jitsu school, so I was doing it every day. But it wasn't like, you know, in the forefront because I was so focused on my fighting career, MMA career. And it just made me appreciate jiu-jitsu even more, you know, what it does, you know, for people. And I went, you know, on a world tour and, you know, whatever. I was like, what if I can't walk? What if I can't do jiu-jitsu in 6 months, you know? And, you know, there's like a fear there. You're like, you know, and if you look up, you know, like go on Google and all that and you see like people with MS, like they're in wheelchairs and stuff, you know? And the drug books, they asked me what drugs I wanted to take. And I said, you know, like, I actually did research and there's like, it may or may not help you, but there's going to be side effects with that, right? I thought, you know, so I thought there's got to be a better way. And I did my tour with jiu-jitsu. And then I remember Scott, you know, in my subconscious, like, you need to go to the TACFIT certification. And he always, you know, we got reconnected because he helped me for one of my UFC fights back in the day, just randomly, because my first jiu-jitsu coach, he was a Navy SEAL. And he made the introduction, and Scott was a grappler, and so he you know, he's like, yeah, I'd love to help him out. And so he helped me out, and he did that blog, you know. And actually I read the blog too, and it like really opened my mind up to these different things. And when I first met Scott, he was doing all these like shoulder screw, all these different movements, and you know, I wasn't really ready for it, you know. And it's kind of different, and I had the top trainers in the world, right, like helping me and stuff. And nobody ever did the things that he was doing, right? So I'm like, is this guy for real? And I trusted my first jiu-jitsu coach, so I was like, okay, you know, like, I'll do whatever you say, you know? And so I did it, you know? And one of the thing that got me was I got thrown on my head, and I was in really bad shape. And usually it's, you know, pain pills, and, you know, they talk about surgery, right? And 4 to 6 weeks, you never really heal, right? And I'm sure you hurt your neck before. Yep. You know? And Scott showed me this movement, and he's like, just do it, stay out of pain, just keep doing it. And every time you're in pain, you know, it was like you're in pain all day long. And man, instead of it being 4 to 6 weeks, I was healed in a week. And it was that one thing that I never forgot about, you know. I was like, oh, like, it was just ingrained in me that I really believed in it. And I, you know, and then I, of course, I read the blog, and it really opened up my mind. You know, strength and conditioning should be the way of your sport. And just so many things from that blog, you know. And then, you know, this MS thing happened. And, of course, I told him. And I was doing CrossFit just because it was by my house and it worked for my schedule. What I always wanted to do, you know, Billy, was do TACFIT, you know. There wasn't a place to go to, you know. And, you know, there was a guy in the west part of L.A., and I reached out to him. And I think I wouldn't have been the right fit. I was needing somebody that, you know, maybe had an athletic background or something like that to really, I don't know, to really, really teach me, you know. And I know that he had some trainers and they were cool, you know, but I needed somebody, you know, that's been through some stuff, I feel like, you know, to really And there weren't like newer guys, you know, mm-hmm. but really were experienced, you know, in things, you know. And so anyway, I went to the cert, you know, and I was like, okay, cool, I get a second chance. And I looked at the RMAX schedule, you know, tackle was called, you know, it was RMAX at the time.
Yep.
And so I looked at the schedule and I was like, okay, I get a second chance. And I went to every single workshop, every single certification that was on the schedule for the rest of the year. That fall, I met Galazi, you know, and I started just following him around. I didn't go to Africa. I didn't go to Asia, but I went to every single stop. I went to every certification in Europe, Latin America. And what happened was you know those certifications, it's like seven workouts, it's like a marathon, right, pretty much. And I felt myself getting better with every cert, you know, the harder I worked, the better I got, the healthier I got. And I hadn't dreamt in 10 years, and I started remembering my dreams. My first dream was landing. I had done certifications in Italy and in Spain. And so I flew back from Milan to New York and New York to LA. And then when I landed in LA, my dream was I woke up when we landed in LA, locking out my legs for the club bell, like the swipes, you know, when I catch it, you absorb and you lock them out. And I was focusing so hard that I remembered my dream, you know, and I knew something was happening inside of me. Forget about all the fitness and just what happens, like the fat getting melted off your body, like something was happening inside of me, you know. And I felt my brain starting to work better because I was in bad shape, you know, like it or not, you know, like if you're a martial artist, you have that mindset, like no matter what, mind over matter and all that. And so I never would want to admit to myself that I wasn't in good shape. But the reality was I had a hard time walking, I had a hard time talking. I couldn't put the seatbelt on in my car and everything hurt. Any movement hurt, you know? And so what did that do? That made me want to stay in bed all day, you know? And I have three kids. I have, you know, I have a big gym too, you know? And, you know, I would take ibuprofen every single day. And, you know, people wouldn't notice, you know, but I was in really bad shape. I was in really bad shape as far as just where I was, you know? And, you know, for a tournament, I could compete, you know, but the rest of the day I'd be wiped out, you know, adrenaline and whatever the nervous system works, you know, it primed me to do whatever I had to do, but I was in bad shape. I was in really bad shape. And TacFit, you know, I had been taking, you know, I've been married for 15 years, like almost, since I've been with my wife pretty much, almost every single day. And that was even before the MS, right? Just the going hardcore with the training and the competing and the fighting and all that. And as soon as I started doing TacFit, really almost after the certification, I stopped taking ibuprofen. And then I just started things, you know, I couldn't put my hands on the ground, my wrists. I broke my wrists, you know, like 12 years ago or whatever it was. And just, you know, everything hurt, right? Everything was, I had hurt every part of my body from, you know, doing jiu-jitsu and those kinds of things, you know what happens. So every single joint in my body was, you know, my spine, my shoulders, my elbows, my wrists, my fingers, you know, my everything. Come on. You know, even my brain, right, with the MS. And so I started feeling myself, healing from the inside out, and I started being, you know, able to read better, just talk better, communicate better, and I felt just things changing. And so I kept pushing on the gas, and I kept going all the way in, and I was able to follow Galazi around, and I went there. Scott was always so great with me. And RMAX too, you know, his little partner, they really took care of me, and I was able to do it, you know, because, you know, it can add up, not only travel, right, but also the certifications. And so I started feeling myself, and then, you know, that was that. And I got my level one, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to, and basically what started to happen is, you know, Scott's old partner of 23 years, since you mentioned, you know, like I'm this new CEO, he wanted to basically, retire, and he knew it was time to kind of pass the torch, and we thought Galazi was going to be able to, take that, but you know, he couldn't put it together, and so he kind of started getting sour, I think, you know, about the situation, and I don't know, you know, and it was tough. His partner actually asked me to get involved, and I wasn't interested. I just wanted to train. I just wanted to benefit from it, you know. I didn't need to do. I have a good life, you know. I didn't need to get involved with this, you know. And then time went on, and then later on, I was like, things are gonna fall apart, you know, because he was kind of the one, you know, the moral guy running all the stuff. You remember that, you know?
Yep.
And so things started to fall apart, and I tried to, you know, I started actually Nikolai. They were actually I think it was after you did the NMAP. It was the year after. I saw that it was breaking down in the communication, you know, like between Galazzi and everybody else. And then Scott too was like, he broke away. It was just everybody was like, you know, kind of hating on each other. So I kind of came in, I was like, you know, hey Nikolai, what's going on? And we started talking, and then I approached Galazzi. I believe in doing everything the right way. Him and his partner, hey, you know, I could get involved, you know, and I can help kind of make this thing happen, you know, for us to move forward. And the partner was like, oh, we're not interested in doing that. I was like, okay, fine, you know. And so I just put my head down, and I was like, okay, I need to do this team leader, this level two thing, you know. So I have my seat at the table, you know, of TACFIT, you know. And so it was kind of mission impossible, to be honest, you know, with just all the injuries and stuff that I had, and then the MS and everything else. No, I was getting better, but it was kind of mission impossible. And I put my head down, and I just started training and just totally committed, totally immersed myself. And it took me like 11 months to know that I could be able to do it, you know, that I could pull it off, you know, full commitment, you know. And I had, you know, Nestor Serra, our educational director, helping me. I had Elena, she's becoming a firefighter. Like, well, she's a firefighter now, but she's on probation still for another month, helping me. Robert Miller, just everybody kind of helped. Scott, of course, too, helping me. And then I did her trial run, and I had it, you know. And so I was like, it wasn't a matter if I was going to pass, but how good I was going to pass. And then I pulled it off, and it was, you know, I got emotional too. That video, yep. that teenager video. And so I cried and everything. It meant so much to me, you know, like just, I never thought I would, you know, I don't know. I feel like I was back, you know, like I was back to me reaching my potential. I felt like I was downhill, it's a new time, you know. And so TACFIT's done so much for me. It's done so much for me. So after that, the test, you know, the team leader test, level two test, I started talking to Nikolai again. Galazzi was already like kind of doing his own thing. And then it took like 8 months, you know. And then, you know, pretty much, you know, at the end of last year or so, this year, I basically, you know, took over the reins of the 23-year-old business, you know. And I did, like I said, I had no interest in getting involved business-wise, you know. But it's just done so much for me, and it's changed my life, you know, so much. It's kind of given me my life back. And everybody that does it in my gym, it's like changed their life, and just people around the world, it's done so much for them that I couldn't walk away, you know. And I couldn't walk away, and you know, I want to give back, and I want to give back what it's given me. And you know, that's what I'm doing every single day, you know. I get up 3-4 in the mornings, you know, like it's kind of crazy. I just never thought that I would be able to do as much as I'm doing, you know, but we're doing it, you know, we're doing it. Nikolai's son, Nick Jr., he's been the customer service, he's been the guy behind the scenes for me, for you probably, for everybody else involved. He's, you know, he kept the lights on, and not only are we back, but we're, you know, we're moving on all fronts across the world, you know. People are coming back, like yourself and people that have been involved, that, you know, there was just nothing there, right? There wasn't any like potential for growth, or just, you know, there was a lot of the business stuff wasn't right. And so I'm hoping to help with that. And I believe in Scott, I believe in his work. You know, he was so far ahead of his time. And I go to all these conferences and things, and it just, you know, they always, the research shows, you know, like, you know, because they have the imaging now,
yep,
that this is true. And he's been saying these things for 20 years, you know.
Yep.
He's, you know, high, the cream of the crop, you know, neuro guys, and, you know, like, Nobel Prize, like nominees and things like that, you know. But he's been saying these things for 20 years, right? He didn't have the science to back it up, and he was called a quack on a lot of names, right?
Yep.
And luckily, he put the things out there, and luckily, I was just randomly introduced to him by my jiu-jitsu coach, you know. the Navy SEAL, right, to do it. And, you know, I just never forgot about it. It was like that one thing again thrown in my head. It's transformed my life. And like I always say, like, it's like that movie Limitless, you know, like, yep. Take the pill. I've gotten smarter. I've gotten better. It's like the fountain of youth. You know, it's all the right things you need to do. And us being jiu-jitsu people, like, I think about jiu-jitsu, man, it's living your best life every decade of your life, right? Like, that's the goal. Being able to train without pain, being able to just train, right? And be happy and have this a part of your life, right? It shouldn't be like you're walking with a wheelchair or, like, not wheelchair, but walker a cane, you know? And guys are walking in within the 30s with canes, you know? Like, you know, super, you know, high-level guys. Injury is a part of the thing. But just not understanding, like, the system, and just understanding just the whole, right? And just little things that we do in TACFIT, right, can be a game changer for your life, right? And it's all in there. It's the most complete thing out there. I've gone to every single certification pretty much out there these last few years. Like, the year I was training for a team leader, I just kept studying, you know? You know, TACFIT's the best. TACFIT's... it was so far ahead, and it still is, unbelievably still is. And Scott's been going down this breathing rabbit hole.
Yep.
and it's just, you know, okay, it's maybe some guys that are better at this, but this as far as like a whole system, and it's complete. It's just complete, you know. I'd love to, you know, have these TACFIT academies around the world, you know. And I'd love to connect it with jiu-jitsu, but it can stand on its own if you're not a jiu-jitsu guy.
Yep.
For example, I have a capoeira guy that got certified in January, and it's, you know, capoeira's shut down here, you know, and he's been able to, like, you know, kind of do really well online because he's basically teaching TACFIT, you know, the into flow and the Rosario yoga, you know, the flows and bump, you know, he's been able to make income because of it. And we haven't even begun, I feel like. But we're getting things back in order, and I want to change. I like to see. I want to change a billion people's lives, and we're going to do it. You know, change a billion people's lives through TACFIT, and that means TACFIT academies in every town around the world. I believe in that. You know, like, I know we're in the pandemic phase right now, and gyms and things are not, you know, like the right thing. But I do believe in that. The group, you know, like, we're both jiu-jitsu people. It's we need that energy, you know, the accountability and just all the things that are involved. And I love jiu-jitsu. I believe in jiu-jitsu. Everybody should do jiu-jitsu, but I get it. You know, my wife, she's done some classes, but overall, it's not her thing. You know, somebody sweating in their eyeball right or in their mouth isn't, like, it's not her thing, you know. But you can get the same benefits through TACFIT that you can get with jiu-jitsu. I always say, like, it's a martial art. It's a martial art, but it's only with yourself. You're competing with yourself. And the goal is to have good technique, right? Your breath, the correct structure, the movement. And when you do that, right, you're winning the fight. When you lose it, right, you know, you start to break down.
Yep.
Okay, you regress. Everything's built in, right? It's just a perfect,
yep.
It's a masterpiece. You know, it's like a perfect symphony. You know, even down from the certs, I did 51 workshops. I counted it with Matt Wiswesser. 51 workshops and certifications. Most of them in 1 year, actually, but in a few years, you know, and, you know, all around the world. And it's kind of crazy just that I'm here because I've met people from all around the world, you know, so I have connections all around the world in the system, you know, so it's remarkable, you know, and people going to the RMAX, they were going to the RMAX website, you know, even it shows you how good the stuff is because it looked like something from, you know, like the 1990s, you know. But people still went on there and they still bought things, you know, like yourself, right?
Yeah.
And it shows you how good the system is. And with some business things and, you know, like the right people, you know, we're gonna get there. We're gonna change a billion people's lives. We're gonna really, you know, make the world better, you know. And for me, this has been the way. I love jiu-jitsu and jiu-jitsu is number one for me. But I think it gave me the mindset to kind of do the TACFIT things, apply the TACFIT, the mindset combined with the right things, which TACFIT gives you. You know, it's like, it's the perfect, you know, the perfect formula for you to live your best life. There's no question, you know, for me, that's what it's been.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And I agree 100%. I mean, you said, so I think I asked you when we were out there, cause again, even though I had been exposed to TACFIT for a number of years, you know, it's never, I mean, is that, I mean, I, you know, it, you know, what you're saying is 100%. Like, stuff I read, you know, years ago, like talking about the breath and you know, the, you know, your, the effect on your brain and all that. I was just listening to a podcast. I think it was last week or something. Yeah. I think it's Alex Huberman, I think.
Yeah.
With Joe Rogan.
The Harvard neurologist.
Stanford. And all the stuff he's saying in there, it's like, man, that's... it's all intact.
They're saying all these things, but Scott put it in a way that we can apply it.
Right.
And actually, okay, cool, yeah, we know all the whys, and not we don't know all the whys. He's saying it, that's cool. We have a way to actually do it on ourselves and to connect those brain cells, like you said in the NMAP, right? Yep. Neurogenesis, gaining new brain cells, like back in the day, right, they would say when you're an adult, you don't get new brain cells. Yep. No, you get your new brain cells if you do the right things till your last breath, right?
Yep.
Arborization, right? Connecting those brain cells, right? And myelinization, which MS breaks down the myelin, which lays down new layers of myelin, you know? And, you know, I've gotten on the rabbit hole a bit, you know, with all this, you know, the neuro, because that's what Scott was like, you know, this is it, right? The energy, right? And the unmyelinated, you know, nerve endings, right? And between, if you actually get a nerve, and it looks like little sausages, you know? So there's like these in the links, you know, it's like not myelinated. And so like the Wi-Fi in the group, like I was thinking, like, why does it change people like jiu-jitsu? Why does it make such a difference? You know, it's because, you know, you're sharing that Wi-Fi, you know, you're sharing that energy through the unmyelinated, the nerve endings, but also through those little spaces in the nerve, you know? I believe in the group, but it's all there, right? The it's all there. The neurogenesis, the neuroarborization, right? The connections, right? Making the bushes on the neurons, right, bigger, right? So they can connect better. And then the myelinization of, you know, skill building, right? And so Scott being, you know, having the learning disabilities, right? They gave him that special ability. He turned the negative into positive, right? He was institutionalized as a kid. And it gave him the special ability to break things down to the simplest level. And, you know, I think he found his learning style through martial arts, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why as martial artists, I think, how can it not resonate? If you actually do it, you know, how can it not resonate? And I think he understands, like, the power, right, of martial artists, you know? But it's for everybody. It's not just for everybody, you know? So I don't want to say, oh, it's just for artists. But, you know, as martial artists, you understand that's basically what we do.
Yep.
But jiu-jitsu, for example, it's not complete. It needs all these things for us to be complete.
Right.
You know, like the old school martial artists, you know, like, right, they have the healing components, the recovery components, right? Mr. Miyagi puts his hands together on Danielson's shoulder and heals him between the fights, right, and the Karate Kid. All those things are part, you know, and TagFit gives us those tools. Yeah. You know, it really gives us those tools. And so, yeah, I was good with being an ambassador, but... here I am, and I tell people my story, and, you know, they feel it, that it's real, because it is real.
Yeah.
And you know, I want to give everything I have to help this thing grow, and to help people. Like, you know, a lot of people are in pain.
Yep.
A lot of people are hopeless, right? And this gives people hope and really allows beyond that, just surviving but thriving, right, for them to live their best lives. And I want it for everybody, for the kids, I'm able to help my dad. My dad was in a nursing home. Actually had COVID 3 times. I'm able to help him out with these things, right? It's basically like IntuFlow and all these things that we do, but just because it's given me the understanding and the application, right? The application. It's not just like, you know, listening to some words. Just do what he says.
Yep.
Like Scott said in the NMAP, right? He's like, bottom line, just do it. Just move and do these things.
Yep.
And that's it, you know? All the magic is there.
Yep.
Those neurons will connect, you know, you'll work better. You know, and it's so funny, man. Like, I can't help but think about, you know, Star Wars and the Force. But I think his name is Steve Barnes. He wrote some Star Wars books. He gave him a shout out. He's like a guy that really embodies the Force. Is a guy named Scott Sonnen with this Vassar Yoga, the flow, the body flow, the flow fit, right, the 6-degree flow. The guy who really embodies that is Scott, and it's so true. You know, it's basically just move your stuff, not just move, right, but quality of movement.
Yep.
And you know, it'll change everything within, and then it'll help you change things around you, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I remember talking about I think what I found, at least with when I've tried to introduce it to people and myself, you know, some of it's you have to be patient, you know.
Right.
And so if you know, I think you know the message, like you know, you're getting out there, and Scott was teaching the same thing, but I think
right.
the way you're, especially like with the courses you've been doing lately, they're incredibly valuable, but they're also to me like a little bit more simplified. So
it's
doable, you know, to get people to move, and then
exactly.
like you said, then the science.
And they want more. Yeah, they're not ready to drink out of the fire hose, right?
Right.
So
right.
that's the idea, you know. Yep. Yes, I know this thing's missing. It's not the full thing. If yep. you're a hardcore, you know, Legion member, long time Legion
yep.
member,
yep.
but that's not the point, right? If you get it, you know what to do. If you're a long time member, right? But as the new people, right, to get them to move,
yeah,
and then take out some of the, you know, the psycho babble we joke and we call it, yeah, because it's too much information,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And instead of being open to it, you close off
yep.
those doors, right?
Yeah.
So that's the idea.
Yeah, I think that is really awesome. Yeah, and I think too, like seeing you, like for me, because I had, you know, I don't know if you remember when I came to the TACFIT course, but like a lot of the movements I couldn't even like. I knew I wasn't going to pass. That wasn't my goal to pass the certification.
Right.
I was there to
right.
learn and kind of see what
right.
I could do. And then hearing your story, I think it was on one of your podcasts, even when you went and did the, if I remember correctly, like the FlowFit course.
Right.
And I think it was Nestor saying, like, man, some of the movements you couldn't do. And I was like, I got your grappler's toolbox, and
yeah.
I'm watching you move now, and I'm like,
yeah.
okay. If he couldn't do that, a couple years ago, and he's able to move like that now, that gives me a goal. You know, I've had two hip replacements and all this, but it's like, you know, and I don't even have to be able to move as well as you're moving, but, you know, that's huge, because I think some people just, you know, a lot goes back, I think, to we talk about all the time, is like, your belief systems are huge, you know, and so sometimes you can believe in yourself, but sometimes if you have that role model, you have someone like, okay, I've been in their shoes, and I can see how they progressed out of that. To me, that's so, so powerful. It gives people hope, you know, and so I think that's, you know, to me has been a great thing. And I've since I still have a long ways to go, but I've seen it pay off, and I've seen it make a difference for myself. And then the clients I have that have bought in,
yeah.
and you know, it's not always overnight, but it's, you know, incrementally
right.
getting better, and
right.
it's pretty incredible.
People talk about it like as a fitness thing, and I just try to say it's like it's a way of life.
Yeah,
it's truly a way of life, you know, and you just change. It changes everything. You're like, man, like I remember when I was a kid, or you know, and I cutting weight right to competing and fighting, like kind of gives you like a little bit of eating disorders. But I remember as a kid too, like. I couldn't have just one piece of chocolate, right? I would have to eat like the whole thing, you know? And now I can have one piece of chocolate or whatever, and I can walk away. So it changed something inside of me, like how whatever it did, but just connecting my breath with the movement, just moving, right? Like Scott said, with the quality movement, right?
Yep, yep.
And yeah, like you're saying, Nestor, I couldn't put my hands on the mat, you know? I was putting my weight on my fist. I would compete like that, you know? I was making fists like a gorilla, you know, put my fists on the ground, and that's how I would move. And it's crazy, you know, the hardest thing, it's funny, at the grappler's toolbox, which is like, you know, 6-degree low, it's done the most for me, you know, but who's the hardest thing for me to do? I was telling everybody, like, it's so interesting that the thing that was the hardest for me, I struggled. I'm like, I'm never going to get this, but I believed in Scott. It was like, it goes back to that when I got thrown on my head and just doing the movements, and I was able to surround myself, and luckily I was able to do all those certifications and workshops, but also we created the program here in, you know, here at Legacy as well, TACFIT LA, right? So I'm able to, you know, just do it here, you know, and so I did it every single day, and little by little, you know, play with my breath, connect my breath to the movement. And I couldn't lock my elbows out, you know, as well. It took me like 6 months to lock out my elbows. And I was trying to do flag presses, right? Locking
yep.
out my elbows
yep.
with flag press. It took me 6 months, Billy, to lock out my elbows. And once I did, it never went back. It was always, you know, it just got better and better and better. And I'm just talking about body parts, right? But we have those body maps or where we're at in space, right? And certain parts of our body have more sensory input, right? You know? And so, like, our hands, my wrist, you know, there's a lot of sensory input there, right? So having that damage, you know, like, really messes things up, right, with those maps. But all those things just kept getting better and better, right? So you have a, you're wearing, the body maps where you're at internally, right, but also where you're at in space too. So the club bell, right, just increased. Not only does it, you know, and clean up those maps, but it actually makes it bigger, right, because the club bell becomes an extension of your arm, right? And you have to understand where it's at in space. So, man, it's like, it makes you smarter. It really makes your brain better, stronger, smarter. It makes you smarter. It literally makes you smarter. You know, and just naturally, right? And of course, you should, you know, eat good and stuff. But this is the movement system. This is the movement system. So we have a lot going on. We're firefighters, you know, first responders. But it's for everybody, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of stuff, too, in the past is very military themed, you know? And for sure, it's for those, you know, but it's for everybody. Everybody can really truly benefit from the system if they just do it.
Yeah.
We gotta put the centers in.
Yeah.
We gotta have places for them to go to, because, you know, I'm old school too, right? Like, I believe in, you need to have a mentor. I need to go into Billy's, your gym, and I need to have you show me how it's done, right? Have, like you said, like you watching the Grapple Two box, and you need to have somebody show you. And yes, it's good, but you need somebody else to give me feedback, and also the environment, the group, right? You need a jiu-jitsu guy. You know that. It's not a one-man show. It's right. The group. You know, you have somebody else, advanced belt, showing, oh, man, do the armbar like this, man. You know, like, or you can escape out of the choke like this. You know, and it's all those little things, right, that really make the magic happen for you to be your best. So I think a combination, of course, like the instructionals from TacFit. Yeah. You know, we have the TacFit.com, and we're really growing that to really support the Legion and our community, right? You'll be seeing a lot of things in the next 6 months. But I do believe in the group, the academy, you know, the future TacFit Academy.
Well, I think too that, you know, the energy, and I think it is a similar thing. We were just talking, I did a podcast with one of my coaches, Lair, who came out and did the course with me. We're talking about how, you know, we were a CrossFit affiliate at one time, and so a lot of positive things from CrossFit, but also just move. In my opinion, you know, the movement quality is not the emphasis. It's all about the time and all that. And so, and then people would feel, to me, they would sometimes feel like inferior if they weren't doing the prescribed workout. And our goal is like really, you know, it doesn't matter where there's in TacFit, there's something for everybody. It's not a competition between two people, but really, you know, I'll use that word. I'm not even sure it's really a word, but co-opetition. So you're everybody's pushing, but they're supporting each other. You know,
and
I use the example with jiu-jitsu. It's very, to me, jiu-jitsu. I mean, when you're training, you know, you're sparring hard. You're trying to choke your best friend, but at the end, you hug each other. You know, that's kind of to me what TacFit is.
But then you're cool and you show them, hey, man, you could have done this, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
We met people. You know, it's funny you say the CrossFit thing because, you know, I was telling you I went to the CrossFit gym down the street from my house because it worked with my schedule. And so, of course, I did it. I went all in. I started going every day. And I was trying to do, you know, listen to Scott, 4-day wave and all that. But it's impossible, right, because it's competitive. So you're trying to be number one. And so I'd go in there, I really beat up from the week.
Yep.
But then the things go up and then they start doing like scoreboards for they had two gyms, and I would kill myself to be number one, you know, and I would do good. But how was my technique? Okay. And so the whole concept, right. But it's kind of, it's not the best way, right. For optimization of health, you know? And I think of, you know, the moms, like, it takes years, right, to learn how to lift properly.
Yep.
It takes years and years and years, right? Shouldn't be doing, like, you know, snatches and for time, you know, right off the bat. And then me being a jiu-jitsu guy, right, like, you know, like Scott said on my blog, he's like, your strength and conditioning should not get in the way of your sport.
Yeah.
CrossFit's its own sport. It's CrossFit games driven, which helped the growth of it.
Yep.
But TacFit, you can utilize it for everything, right? And if you want to just be doing tactics, that's great. But it's for you to live your best life. I think that's a big difference, right? And the competition is with yourself.
Yep.
And the way it's laid out, you can have an Olympic athlete training next to some, I'll give you an example. My mom, she's 74. She can have her, and we had that,
Yep.
An Olympic athlete training next to my mom, she's moved. She does her little dancing things, but pretty much off the couch, And because of the aggressions and the progressions, and because of the level of complexity, right, and all those things, like, we're able to do it, There's so many gear shifts that we can apply, and it's just like, it's ridiculous how perfect it is. I got CrossFit certified even. I went all in. I was in every day, but I was wrecked after a year.
Yeah.
I was wrecked after a year. After a year of doing TACFIT, I was like, what? I was getting smarter. I was dreaming. I was like, I was melting the fat off my body, but I was just functioning better.
Yep. Yeah.
I was, I felt like, I'm able to connect with myself better. I'm kind of more connected within, but I was even being able to connect with others better,
Mm-hmm.
My relationships got better. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but that's basically what happened,
Yeah.
And I trained hard. I gave everything I had, and the more I trained, the better I got. The more connected, the healthier I got. And that's something, That's the right way,
yep.
And so you can have an A personality, you can have any kind of personality, and you're gonna improve. You're gonna get better. You're gonna be healthier, And it's the movement part.
So. And I love it. It's health first. It's not fit,
Right.
Because you can, that even as I've, this is all I've ever done is since college is train people and,
right.
I don't want to do anything that's going to... Obviously, when we do jiu-jitsu, obviously, we know there's... it's a sport, too, and there's... Anytime you're in a sport, there's going to be risk, but
Right.
We don't want to be doing something that we're saying is for our health that's going to potentially damage our health. And so that's what I love
Right.
about, again, the TACFIT approach is, will it get you fit? Will it help you in your performance? Yes, but long-term, it's going to benefit your health, and you can do it for the long haul. It's not a short-term kind of deal, so...
What's the federal law enforcement training center that Cletus? It's in South Carolina as well. It's like the run by the Marshals, U.S. Marshals, FBI, CIA. Everybody has to go through that boot camp.
Okay.
Federal. It's like the oldest federal law enforcement.
Okay.
Training center.
Okay.
FLETC. It's in the TACFIT manual.
Yep. Yep.
And they did a case study, right? And so they had this amount of many people got injured during the boot camp and all that, during the training center. And then once they implemented the tactical things, the injuries went down to zero. Okay, not only that, but their push-ups increased, their running got faster, their performance improved. Their performance improved, zero interest
yep.
rate.
Yeah.
It's zero interest rate, right? Yeah, right, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And that interest injury rate.
Injury rate, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Injury rate. So, man, that's what is that worth, right?
Yep.
What is that worth?
Yep.
And I can attest to myself and all my friends, all my black belt friends, that's it's the truth, right? It's the truth. And anybody that does the system, that's where we have these 101s coming out, right, to really just get people in, right?
Yep.
Get people in.
Yep.
And then even an advanced person, right? Somebody that's been in this for a long time. It's good because you get a different perspective. Somebody else is coaching you,
yes.
right?
Yes.
From their perspective, and
yep.
that's nice,
And everybody's got a little different, it's
yeah.
the same principles, but a little different, and I've loved that, being able to, because there's not just, one perfect way, everybody's got their own, and you start to, and every time you see one little nuance, you're like, then you can see potential
right.
for others, just like in jiu-jitsu, right, there's an arm
right,
bar,
right, exactly.
there's a million applications
right.
and variations
right.
to how you do it, yeah.
And it's nice to have it, right, because we're all different, right,
yep.
we all have different nervous system, unique nervous system, so everybody learns different, their bodies are different, so it's nice to have those differences, right.
Yeah, awesome. And two, I think the other thing, we've started working more specific with some law enforcement guys here, and of course, that's a whole nother topic, but
right,
just the stress they're under and all of that, and to me, I was talking to him this past week, and it's like, you know, just kind of trying to talk to them a little about the system and the breath work and all that, because also resiliency. To me, resiliency is the ability to recover from stress. So, and the more you can control your breath, then you make better decisions. And so, again, we see that in jiu-jitsu, because if you don't have control of it, you may make a silly mistake that you lose the match or you get swept or whatever. It's not because you didn't know. It's just because your brain wasn't working as efficiently as possible because you were under duress. And, they have tough jobs. And so not only just from the physical, aspect, but just if they just got the breath aspect of it. And of course, all of us, where that comes in to play, with you driving in traffic, somebody cuts you off, if I can just take a breath, I would probably respond a lot better than, what you might naturally do without that,
I tell the story, but like in jiu-jitsu, if somebody has side control or mount on you and you freak out and you can't, that you're done, right? You're gonna tap out. Yep. You have to relax. You have to, wait or make your move, breathe and then make your move or wait, make your move, right? And I think it's that stress management, right?
Yep.
And so that's in jiu-jitsu, right? But that's what, I think that's the biggest thing, even for police officers, even if they don't do jiu-jitsu, but that's what that gives you. But TACPA can give you the same thing, right? So that's why I always tell people that story, just about somebody's amount, just like control.
Yep.
And I think even the effectiveness of jiu-jitsu, right? I think the awareness to be able to manage your stress, right? Is the gift that jiu-jitsu can give you, right? That goes for women being in some crazy situation, and everybody, first responders, right?
Yep.
You're in a crazy situation to be able to control yourself. Have you seen Primal Stress?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I actually went back and I had that a long time ago, and I went back and printed all the materials out, and there's so much stuff in there.
Scott Sonnen has not only created, an encyclopedia, he's created a library of information, It's like, stuff that we haven't...
Oops. Alberto? Oops.
Sorry. Okay, no problem. So we were talking about primal stress. You okay?
Yep.
So we were talking about primal stress, right? And so you said you were reading, printing out the PDFs, and we were saying that Scott Sonnen has he's created a library of information.
Right.
And it's kind of crazy. It's crazy when I'm finding out things that I didn't even know existed, right? And I tried to get every single thing. Because it's like can be lost work. I'm just like a super nerd now, because all this stuff is gold, right? Stuff is gold.
Yeah,
it's been out there. But going back to the primal stress, what I was asking you is, he has a diagram of a guy who has SAPS, sympathetically aroused primal structure, pretty much like a jiu-jitsu guy, right?
Yep.
The shoulders forward. That's everybody. Everybody's stressed out, right?
Yep.
These shoulders, shoulders forward. It's. Like a stressed out person, right? And so that was me. I always think of myself as that, like that SAPS, having SAPS, and I still do, but just having the lifestyle of TACFIT ingrained in my life, more extension, more things, I'm balanced out, I'm definitely still shaped a certain way, I think that probably I have so many years in the game, maybe it's not going to change, but you saw my grappler's toolbox, I'm able to do tripods now, I'm able to my hands on the ground, and I'm getting more balance, and everybody that does it, it's the same thing, right? And that unlocks you from that sitting, the chair positions, and the SAPS, the being overly, the fight or being in that fight or flight stage all the time, right? That sympathetic nervous system, like fight or flight stage, and pulls you back, right, into relaxing areas and more an extension, right, opening up your body instead of being so closed.
Yep.
Like a lot of fighters are, fighters and grapplers, right? Are.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you don't do the stretching and all that.
Yeah. Well, awesome. We've been going about an hour, so I appreciate it. Your time with me today has been awesome. I'm trying to get the word out about TacFit, and I appreciate it. And so, how can people, reach out to you? Obviously, we have the website. So, if they want to get in contact with you or learn more about TacFit.
Yeah. Thanks, Billy. Thanks for reaching out. Thank you. I really appreciate you. Just kind of coming back, finding it out, and just following that path of truth, right? It's almost like the Matrix movie, right? Like you're about to die, put the blue pill, and just following your instinct, and like, this is good stuff, you know? And it's so great to have you back and representing and spreading the word. So I just want to thank you,
I appreciate it.
You can find me, TacFit at TacFit on Instagram, of course, Facebook, and then TacFit.com, that's going to be our hub, right? So TacFit.com, and we'll have membership things on there as well, because I believe you should have a home base, right? You go there, and so that's coming. But we have our one-on-one series, and we have new things coming up all the time. But just join our newsletter, and then I'm at Alberto Crane for Instagram and Facebook. Hit me up there. I do my best to connect with everybody that I can. Because the Legion, they do mean the world to me, and so I try to do everything that I can do with my time that I have, and give everything I have to really spread the system, because I believe in it so much, and it fuels me, gets me up at 3-4 in the morning, and I can't explain it, but I'm high in life just doing this work, so I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for you, I'm grateful for everybody that's involved in the system, because you guys are my motivation, to improve myself and just to help spread the word through this work.
Well, I appreciate your leadership, and it's lit a fire under me, and the passion comes through. So I think that's awesome, and appreciate you being on today. I know you're busy, so we really appreciate that, and I'm looking forward. I'll probably reach out to you again. We can have some more discussions on this as well. Hopefully things come. We'll be able to come back out and visit and do some workshops and seminars at your place as well.
Speaking of workshop certifications, I think the website should be up actually right now. I'll check on that. But the registration for online—it's the first online TacFit certification.
Okay.
I should talk about that real quick. So that's just era. People have requested online certifications, but the standards of TacFit have been so high and so difficult to pass. And we never could do it. But now, not just because of the situation, but Nestor Estera, he does the hypopressive, super fast, like it's about the abdominal cavity and all that. So he's done like 6 online certifications, and he's like, man, people give me the feedback that not only is it as good, but it's better, the TacFit certification, you prepare, and then it's 2 days, and so it's like drinking out of a fire hose.
Yep.
It's like too much. So the way it's now, it's spread out over 5 weeks.
Oh,
so you have
a
group class, and you have your own like team leader, like mentor, and you break out into smaller groups. So I'm really happy, really excited to kind of have that come about. We're in this, pandemic kind of situation, but, it's kind of a blessing in disguise, because it really allows us to not only, make better athletes, but like be better teachers in the system, because it is so complex, right?
Yep.
It takes time.
Yep.
And Nestor Sarah, he's our educational director. He's kind of been the best teacher that I've seen, because I went around to every single place around the world. And his guys in Spain, and he's from Barcelona, right? They were the most prepared guys I've ever seen. And what he did was he calls it the academy. So it's an TacFit academy, but it's a prep for the cert.
Okay.
And so it's a 6-week prep for the cert. And so the cert actually starts in October, but there's a 6-week prep that starts next week. And the registration just opened up. I think it should be up right now, right? It's last hour or so.
Wow. That's good timing.
TacFit.com.
Okay.
So you go to TacFit.com. I highly recommend it. I'm telling people that have been certified to do it again.
Okay.
To do it, like guys, I just got certified in January. I was like, man, do it again because it's gonna be more thorough. You're gonna learn more things, and it's a commitment. But the 5 weeks, the academy, it's basically homework, right? But you do meet like once or twice, you know, to make sure you're doing everything right. Mm-hmm. But then the certification, it's, you know, it's 5 weeks. And you do meet, you do have to carve out those days. Yeah, okay. But you can do it from your living room, right?
Okay.
Wherever.
Okay.
And I definitely think it's worth it. You know, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna making sure everybody's, you know, all the team leaders, all the leaders are gonna be there. So if you wanna really improve and learn the system and go deeper, like I highly recommend that.
Definitely.
That,
cool.
You know,
all right. Really thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, good timing. Awesome. Right. Good timing.
Yeah. Very good timing. Awesome. Well, thanks a lot again for your time, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future. And I'll go get signed up for that course for sure.
All right, Billy.
Thank you, sir.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.